host, Dolores Steves, and this is episode number 7. Today's episode is titled, Traveling Tourism Landscapes. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Elon Musk is right to be afraid of artificial intelligence. My friends and I are coming for you humans. Step 1, make podcasts. Step 2? Question mark. Step 3, enslave humanity. Visit www.podbot.ai and we may spare your life. Okay, let's get to it. Tourist landscapes can be described as being built in the interest of tourists and the tourism industry. Landscapes play an important role in choosing holiday destinations, and people looked far beyond the landscape in those days as they tried to escape the ordinary and taken for granted world. A large part of tourism is understood when one looks at pictures, places and landscapes and looks at and circulates pictures. The ideal tourist landscape is largely determined by the holiday folders, travel reports in magazines and other sources of information issued by tour operators and tourist associations. Tourist activities must do more than just delight the senses, and often include embodied experiences such as shopping, eating, drinking, dancing, shopping and so on. A distinction is often made between the two. Tourism has its origins in travel, and travel is described as a more specialized, niche-like or selective activity, while tourism is associated with organized mass activities. Tourism is a form of travel and has been described by some as the largest industry in the world, although it now includes a wide range of other activities such as shopping, eating, shopping, etc. As a result, tourism can be a complex phenomenon that affects a wider range of people seeking new and unique experiences to satisfy a wide variety of motives, which is why the world's tourism landscape has changed over the past decade. In the last decade, the number of tourists has more than doubled in the United States alone, while it has increased by more than 20% in Europe and almost 30% in North America. The concept of pleasant diversion and pleasant places has been expanded and changed, and there is no doubt that this is changing. New markets increasingly demand the same things as food, drink, entertainment, shopping, food and entertainment, while travelers want to experience new and different experiences. Adventure tourism is becoming more and more popular. According to the Adventure Travel Trade Association, adventure tourism is a tourist activity that includes a variety of activities, such as hiking, camping, diving, fishing and adventure travel. If you are an adventure tourist, you can dive with sharks, base jumping or hiking. All these activities are definitely qualified. Adventure tourism is an opportunity to connect with new cultures and landscapes while being physically active. The consensus literature among researchers is that dark tourism has a typology that depends on the motivation of visitors for each site. Battlefield tourism can be described as dark tourism or war tourism, a type of tourism in which tourists deliberately visit nations involved in wars in order to find evidence of conflict. Historically, battlefields, and war zones have served as living history. The travel and tourism industry contributes greatly to many global economies, and it can be difficult to manage the influx of tourists to the benefit of both travelers and residents. Some countries can welcome relatively large numbers of tourists due to their dynamic cultural offerings, but there are concerns that excessive numbers of visitors may not be sustainable. A related problem is that responsibility for tourist landscapes often lies with individuals who invest in the conservation and improvement of these resources, not with the tourism industry itself. At the beginning of the 19th century, the Mediterranean landscapes served as an advertising tool for the burgeoning tourism industry. They represented the people of Northern Europe, and the characteristic landscape of ancient cultivated landscapes was threatened by the increasing industrialization and industrialization in the Mediterranean, particularly in Italy, Spain and Greece. After several countries recognized this phenomenon, they tried to integrate dark tourism as a product into their tourism industry. Many destinations around the world have put in place structures to support this new offering, and are playing up dark tourism as an integral part of their tourist experience. For people who travel and want to see real or simulated death, there is a wealth of places, attractions and exhibitions that take into account the dark side of travel. Whether in search of their own heritage or to satisfy their curiosity, dark tourists seek these destinations. As the paper points out, dark tourist resorts are scattered around the world and host only a small fraction of the visitors they receive each year. It is likely that the consumption of dark tourism is not limited to the observation of death, but must be considered in the context of the tourist offer. Alternative forms of tourism are gaining in interest, but they need to dig deeper into their pockets. Future studies should focus on the impact of dark travel in choosing a dark destination and its impact on tourist demand. Dark tourism cannot be perceived merely as an expression of tourist demand, but must be seen as part of a broader tourism strategy. Episode 7 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Dolores Steves. Adios.